Let us open our Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 8. The word of the Lord says this: The Lord God, who gathers the outcast of Israel, declares, I will gather yet another to him, besides those already gathered. Some people believe that once God had created the universe, he became absent. But the Bible doesn't teach this at all. In fact, the Bible teaches the complete opposite. God desires to be among his people. And as December comes, we start thinking about Christmas. And how Jesus Christ is our Emmanuel, our God with us. But many times we think as Christians that, yes, God sent his Son, and then he said, it is finished, and that was it. He's no longer involved in our lives. This is also not true. God is very much wants to be with us. And so, today as we read and ponder upon the passage that we just read, we look at three things that are mentioned in the passage that will help us come to the conclusion that God wants to gather his people so that he could be with them. After going through this, we will add three applications and thoughts on that as well. So we read in verse 8, the Lord God who gathers. To understand this passage, we first have to understand that God is seeking. He's seeking those who are lost. He wants to gather them. If we are outside and God wants to gather us towards him, that implies that there are those who are not with God. And that implies that God wants to gather them. This reminds me of what Jesus said in the parable of the lost sheep. In Matthew 19:18, he says that there was a shepherd who lost a sheep and that he went out to look for him, for the sheep, while leaving the 99 behind. And he tells the Pharisees, once the shepherd finds the sheep, he is rejoicing and happy to have found the sheep, even more than having the 99 where he left them. The truth of the matter is that God is the one who is gathering. He is the one who is seeking his people. The sheep don't seek God. Don't seek the shepherd. The shepherd seeks the sheep. And so we find in this passage that God is the one who gathers. He continues on saying, the Lord God who gathers the outsiders of Israel. Israel is, in essence, the church of the Old Testament. And so, it is interesting that he gathers those who are outsiders from the church. God gathers the outsiders, the outcasts. Now, to be an outcast, there has to be something that has to happen before being an outcast. And that is, you were part of the group. And then you were outcast. You were thrown out. You were kicked away. You are no longer part of the group. It's interesting, the outcast of Israel. In other words, these are people who were part of Israel. And now they're outcasts. Usually when we think of outcasts, we think of the blind or the lame or the sick. Those are the outcasts, the poor. And this is why many Jews believed that people who were sick were sinners, because they were outcasts. God had taken them out of His people. But we see in the passage that God gathers the outcasts. He gathers those who have walked away from Him. He gathers them because they're still His people. And He wants them to come to Him. Look at what Jeremiah says about this. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray, turning them away on the mountains. From mountain to hill they have gone. They have forgotten their fold. These are then church people who are gone, who were left by bad shepherds. These are the outcast. And God brings them back. The psalmist says it this way: the Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcast of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds their wounds. God wants the outcast to come in. He wants to heal them. He wants to bring them back into His fold. And that was the promise that He gave to Israel in Deuteronomy 30. He told them that one day they would reject Him, but He would bring them back, and He would heal them, and He will heal their nation once again. And it's the same with the church. With the church, we find that God brings His people back, those who are His. But He says something more in the passage. He says, I will gather yet another to Him besides those already gathered. Now, if you're a good theologian, you will say, oh, this is talking about the Gentiles. And surely, you're right. It's talking about the Gentiles. These are others. These are people who are not part of Israel. And yet, when it comes to the church, this is us. We are gathered. We are brought in. Galatians 3:28 tells it this way, when Paul says that He gathers all types of people. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female. For you are all one in Christ. God gathers others. He gathers the foreigners. He gathers the poor. He gathers the weak. God gathers others, people like us. So what does this mean then? What does it mean that God is a God who gathers? Well, since God gathers His people, you can be sure that He will be successful. Christ died for His people, so that no one would be lost. Our God is victorious, defeating sin, death, the world, and Satan. God is a God of victory. God gathers. And whenever He proposes Himself to gather, the people come to Him. He brings him in. He is successful in bringing his people. Secondly, if God, or since God, gathers the outcast, you can be sure that two things will happen. First, that if you fail, and you will fail, God is still seeking you. He's still trying to gather you. He's still bringing you to Him. And second, if you have loved ones who are not His, or who are not part of the church, He's bringing His people. He's bringing His people to Him. Christ died for His church, and He will not leave one behind. So you can be sure that God is seeking those who are His. You can be sure that those that you love that are His will come to His feet. You can be sure that you will be a part of that as well. Since God gathers all type of people, we have to understand and we have to realize that a Christian is somebody who is able to be around all types of people. Whether they're rich or poor, whether they're foreigners or compatriots, whether they're male or female, we have to realize as Christians that God will gather all types of people. I mean, think about it. I am a fat Mexican in an American church, and yet God brought me here. Think about yourself and the sins you've committed. Think about how unworthy you are. And yet, God gathered you here. He considers you His people. But even deeper still, look what Ephesians 5 says. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for her. God doesn't only gather His people to Him so that He can neglect them. He loves His people. He gathers them because He loves His people. Question is, do you love His people? No matter who they are, no matter how they look, or where they come from. Because God loves His church to the point that He sent His Son to die for her. Our God is a good and loving God. He seeks us and gathers us to Him. He brings to Him those who have been disobedient and have walked away from Him. And those who we might think will never be part of the church. He gathers His people. That is His promise. God is still at work. He is still gathering those who are His. Will you become among the found? Will you believe and answer His call as the gathers, as He gathers you to Him? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to be found. We want to be part of Your people, O Lord. Lord, we pray that You would continue and not rest to gather Your people, O Lord, until the number is fulfilled and Your Son comes again, O Lord. We praise You, O Lord, because we know You are not just resting. You are working on our behalf. We praise You for the great work You continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.